As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and we are recapping perhaps one of the biggest news pieces of the day. And for the city of Chicago, more than that, when you consider that the 78, the property that we've talked about being potentially associated with both the White Sox and the Bears in the South Loop, is going to be taken reportedly by the Chicago Fire, planning a $650 million soccer-only stadium in South Loop on that 78 track. That news coming out this morning, thanks to Fran Spielman. So let's go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we bring in our friend Gabe Ramirez, who is everywhere. Gabe, I think I saw you on both CHSN and Marquee at the same time at one point. I'm not kidding.
He's the Chicago Fire FC in-stadium host. He's the host of Inside the Fire on Marquee Sports Network, and he works on various shows for CHSN.
He's everywhere. Yeah. That's what you
and
do.
I'm on Rahimi and Harris. Look at that.
I mean, we did think of you, though, when it came to the Chicago Fire, because I think for people who don't know, the Fire spends money, man. It's not just on stadium sites. It's on the team. What do you think of this latest move as far as what they've been putting together as a resume and just increasing interest in the team as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you begin a relationship, as I did with the Chicago Fire 3 years ago, you know, you hope for the best, but you expect the worst. And I think it's been everything but the former in this situation, where every step along the way, it seems like the relationship just continues to get better. Whether it's the talent they're bringing on the team, the coach that they're adding with Greg Berhalter, the performance center, the Endeavor Health Performance Center that they added on Ashland and Roosevelt, and then now the stadium news, right? It's just, you could just tell that the owner that they have, and I'm a Sox fan, right, and a Bears fan, so it feels good to see an owner that's out there and just putting up his money and, you know, put his money where his mouth is and really putting forth what he believes is a world-class team for a world-class city.
What did you make of this news as it relates to the talk that we had heard last year about this time, a little bit later, so less than a year ago, about private money being used to support the building of private stadiums, ballparks for these teams, as opposed to going to the public will? What do you think that says about where the Fire is as an organization?
I think, Marshall, you know, first and foremost, you have to really, because a lot of people are seeing the story and they're like, well, then why isn't everybody doing this, right? Well, I mean, if you're talking about a $1 billion stadium in NFL compared to a multi-billion, right, dollar stadium in the NFL to a $650 million stadium in MLS, it's a big difference. But, I mean, you know, I have no issue with it whatsoever. I mean, the site itself needed something, right? And when you've seen, like, whether it be Lincoln Yards, you know, on the north side, the 78 in the South Loop, it's like there's areas that need to be developed, but this is Chicago, so it's expensive. So it's hard for either developers or people in general to come up with the funds to do it. So when someone comes along and says, hey, I can solve this problem for you, I could do it with my own money, and I can give the city something. And then the developer says, well, this is great. I love it. So to me, I think it's a win-win for everyone involved, and especially the site itself, right? That's been vacant for so long, now has itself its initial resident.
He wants to put 22,000 seats into the facility. That being Joe Mansueto, the founder and chairperson of Morningstar, who also is part of the Chicago Fire. What do you think about the capacity? Because the Fire playing at Soldier Field, they've drawn more than that from time to time, as you know.
Yeah, I think obviously that was the Messi effect on those games for the last three seasons. Those have been the Chicago Fire's most attended match of the season. But for the most part, whether it is in the United States or in Europe, Spain, Germany, wherever you're finding soccer stadiums at this level, that's the kind of capacity that they have, right? In that 20 to 25,000 seat people, you want it to be intimate. You want yourself to feel that. And then I think, you know, obviously I'm the in-game host. I'm there intimately. And that's usually what they draw, right? They're in that like 20 to 25,000 range. So I think, you know, we all know what the Madhouse on Madison looks like when that gets packed out with its 18 to 20,000. So I think the Chicago Fire are hoping to duplicate that.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Abram Mayer is joining us to talk about what's going down on the 78. The Chicago Fire announcing plans to build privately, with private money, a $650 million stadium. Gabe, what do you think this means for the team that you and I follow on the baseball side the closest, the Chicago White Sox?
Yeah, I think, Marshall, I think the door is still open, which is good, right? It's not as though Joe Mansueto's going to the 78 and wafting or waving a Chicago Fire flag across the whole part of it, right? There's still land there if people want to hang out and do some things. I think the Chicago White Sox, I mean, listen, I'll say it just like Lawrence says it a lot. Guaranteed Rate is a great stadium, right? Like, it's a great stadium. It's a great place to be. You can tailgate there, unlike, you know, the north side. So it's like there's things you can do there. I like the stadium. Granted, would you want it to be a little bit closer? I understand Jerry's point of view as well, where he wants to make it more appealing to the average Chicago person. But hey, I don't mind the South Side. So I think either are fine. So I think when it comes to the team itself, Marshall, I think as long as the Sox still focus on getting better day after day, put that as their priority as opposed to the stadium, I think they'll be all right.
So you're saying you could see a world in which this stadium is built by the Chicago Fire, but there's still enough land left on the 78 for the White Sox to do their thing?
I mean, listen, I'm no real estate developer. My days of being a mortgage broker are far behind me. But I one time, I took my scooter down that street accidentally. I'll do air quotes, accidentally. This is a couple months ago.
And it was not an accident.
And it's big. It's big. And there's space on both sides. Just imagine like Clark Street for the Chicago Cubs, right? On Clark, to the right is if you're going northbound, to the right is Wrigley Field, to the left is all the development. There's still space. So if you're to put, you know, the Chicago Fire Stadium on one side, it's not to say that there isn't space out there. And again, I don't know. I'm not a developer. I don't know anything along those lines, but it seems like a big enough space.
Gabe, you have the most business knowledge of any of us. So the fact that you actually have had a real job, I actually think that you're the best one to actually speak about this.
Yeah, mortgage broker.
I also want to ask you about a really popular event that the Chicago Fire held. And you know, that's some of the beauty of being able to be in the news like this. Because I was thinking to myself, oh, wait, this is also midsummer. That's when the fire usually have their big white party. It was really well received last year. I didn't get to go because I was out of town or else I would have been there. What can you tell us about that event if people are interested?
Yeah, we will get both you and Marshall some VIP tickets along with Ray and Robbie. I'll tell you this, it's funny. Those are the days when, you know, the white party used to be the biggest conversation you could have about the Chicago Fire. So look, times are changing. We get to talk about the stadium. We get to talk about the excitement, but also the big party, the white party, July 31st, 7 and M Morgan Manufacturing Company. Obviously, all proceeds go to benefit the Fire Foundation, which does so many amazing things across the city of Chicago. So again, if you're interested in turning up with the fellas, myself, and a lot of the players, you can go to ChicagoFireFC.com or go to GiveSmart.com and search in the white party for the fire.
Love it. What's that address one more time, Gabe, because you cut out there briefly.
Oh, the Morgan Manufacturing Company is ChicagoFireFC.com or GiveSmart.com. You can search the Chicago Fire White Party.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Gabe.
What are you doing over the next week? What are your media assignments if we want to see you?
I'm waiting for Marshall to text me to come directly on the show instead of sending his producers because we're actual friends. So I'm mad about that.
But, I said, let's call him in the meeting, Dad.
I thought we were friends, Gabe. I thought we were friends, Gabe.
No, but I said, let's call him in the meeting. And Ray's like, I got it. I was like,
the betrayal's all around, Gabe.
We're going to put you on speakerphone and call you from our production meeting this morning.
I got you. Next week, I'll be on CHSN later on today. And then next week, I make my big return back to B96. Thursday, Friday, I'll be back on the air over there. So make sure you guys check me out as well.
What time?
Yeah.
Middays, 10 to 2. I'm just filling in.
We're competing against you while you're on B96 next week. All right,
he's probably also on Marquee and CHSN at that same time slot. So it's not a big deal.
No, guys, I got the solution. I got the solution. Just have me on as a guest while I'm on B96. And then we can go ahead.
Hey, if you're in the building, we will take you up on that. I think this is a good idea.
We're going to figure out how to do it just because it's fun.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.